Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I had seen the pictures of the muscle-bound people, I immediately said, oh my God, what am I going to do? Old man 63 walking in. Well, that's nothing could be further from the truth.
Come on.
It's a gym.
Come on.
Come on. So I went and I checked it out. You just see all their weight machines. Come on.
Oh,
God almighty. Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson.
For God's sakes,
put me on an island with no food for 6 months and expand my Schwanstucker. Then I guess I'm going to be okay.
A listener wrote, said, you're doing your, like, my parents are in the room voice sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about your parents. Just do you. And then I kindly wrote back a thoughtful answer that read,
you did.
Cough.
Oh. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I lost my city, so I'm going to make them up. Here we go. Okay.
What about cities you've lived in?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now.
Laurel.
Stevensville, Maryland.
Okay.
Annapolis, Maryland. Haymarket, Virginia. What's it? Alexandria, Virginia.
Alexandria, really?
You know what? We're going to stop it right there. I had a place there.
I remember. Yeah.
Have you been with me that long? I've heard of it.
I've never been there.
The stabbing cabin.
And also, Oscar, I was never invited.
You know, I'm sitting there trying to play it coy, and Johnny Bolivia decides to jump right in.
Oh, I didn't
know.
And
I was never invited.
Stabbing cabin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rob, nobody was invited.
Well, I imagine certain people were.
Well, no, nobody. Oh, God, let me move on. Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Good.
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yes, that's
New York,
six.
New York, New York.
That's seven.
Fort Myers, Florida.
Mm. Was it Laurel where we went to the apartment that you lived in?
That your phone
Laurel,
got stolen.
Maryland.
Yes.
Hancock, Maine.
Yes.
Hancock Point, Maine. That's it. I'm out.
That's all.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now.
Oh, you didn't even say Manassas. How dare you?
Exactly.
all right. So, you know, the idea of the news story we are talking about today, and I think we have to just mention it briefly, is that they raided,
yes,
right after we get off the air, they raid Trump's little bungalow down in Palm Beach, and you know, I love broadcast journalism. I have a degree in broadcast journalism. I love watching the news. I am a news junkie. Mm. But man, oh, man. You know one of the reasons we're divided as a country? We are divided as a country because there is so little information sometimes when someone is doing something wrong that the people that want the person who's being accused of doing something wrong want it to be as bad as possible, and then the people who are defending the person who has done something wrong want it to be a conspiracy. And when there's not any real concrete data for us to decipher as a nation, then we go, hop into our little dividing lines, and we can just have the two teams go at it. And that's what happened when they raided Mar-a-Lago.
Are you implying that people had written the story before the event even happened?
No, it's just what I'm implying is that I understand that when the FBI raids a business, or the FBI raids an office, or the FBI kicks a door in, or
yes,
breaks into a safe, or does this, that they, you know, they're not obligated to let the media or journalists or the news people know what's going on.
Right.
So because of that, we rely on the people who own the place that got busted into and the people that are speculating on what was in the place that got broken into. And it just drives me nuts. It's crazy.
But what are the facts? Don't the facts give you some sort of inclination of what's happening? that
not enough for me to know, because for starters, okay, so if you go by the facts as I know them,
okay,
we have a president who
a former president who took
documents that were classified to a place he wasn't supposed to take them.
Okay.
And all right, let's just say that's it.
Okay.
If that's it, I'm like, okay. I mean, to be really honest with you, I mean, when it comes to inciting people to riot and kick in the Capitol, mm-hmm. that's a pretty serious deal. When you're talking about this, is that a kick in the doors and bust in there? I thought it's when you have a cache of AK-47s and you have documents that are going to show that you laundered money for a drug cartel and you have crystal meth, big blue bins of crystal meth in
big
your
blue bins.
And then that's when you got a couple of papers lying around. I think that's pretty
Do you actually believe that that's it?
No. How could it be? It's the government, and the government does lots of stupid things, so maybe that is it. But I don't know.
Did see one thing on one of the probably less reputable news sources yesterday, that they found traces of documents floating in his toilet that he tried to flush that didn't go all the
way
down.
That's Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, who has a photograph of the toilet.
Yeah. It's like the scene in Psycho. Mm-hmm. There's corner. Yeah.
Look, you know that I'm a lefty. You know that I'm a Democrat. You know that I don't like Donald Trump. With that said, a bit of writing in a toilet that's a third-hand journal, that's gotten third-hand by a journalist, does not amount to one.
Let me ask you both this.
Yeah.
I disagree. When's the last time you threw a piece of paper in that's not toilet paper in the toilet? To flush it.
The only thing that goes into my toy besides toilet paper is dental floss.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being a bad man.
I've flushed Q-tips before.
That's not probably good. Not appropriate.
That's not good.
Pony.
But the test came back negative, Mike.
Have you ever flushed paper since maybe above the age of 10 in a toilet?
No, it certainly would never try to flush evidence down the toilet.
Yeah. I mean, Robert was a big flusher when he was a little kid.
But if we're going to talk logically about this, any adult that just has the sheer intelligence, a level of IQ that's high, that works within Mar-a-Lago, is not throwing pieces of paper, if this is accurate, in a toilet because they couldn't find a trash can.
Well, if you want to get rid of it, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
so you're saying he was trying to get
it. Yeah, at the root of it. It's not like, I couldn't find a waste bin.
Although I do have a hunch, Mike, that if Donald Trump had his own toilet, it would have an excellent flushing action.
Yeah. Hopefully commercial grade. The kind that we put in O'Mara's, my failed restaurant.
Yeah. Yes.
Which had the vacuum little, I had a little tank in the bowl. So it does that.
I hear that, Mike, the level of respect for an establishment that I deem, if I'm on TripAdvisor,
it
goes from 3 stars, 5 stars.
Yeah. I went on a poker run on a boat, and there was this piss hole down on the Chesapeake Bay or the Potomac River that was in the middle of nowhere, and it was a dive of dives, and they had it. And I said, you know what? If this toilet
they
is like this in this house, then I'm going to get
Tim's
it too.
Too.
And I did. That's what I did, though, when I had my joint. That's probably why you're not supposed to do it. With all due respect, you're supposed to add those things, piecemeal, not
although
not
there was a story some years back about heavy people that remained seated while they used a vacuum flushing device on a toilet.
Oh, that is on either a cruise ship or an airplane.
The vacuum.
And it sucked their intestines out.
Yeah. That's why I lost weight.
But
let me read the story for those of you that might not know what we're talking about.
Okay, please.
And there are some people.
A lot of people don't.
God save you if you get your news from this podcast.
Or the internet.
God save you. The FBI executed a search warrant yesterday at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. They're looking for, that's what it says here, classified documents that may have been brought there, and they did take several boxes of papers with them. That's all he got so far.
Okay.
Trump wasn't there when it happened, but he went off on Truth Social Is that his social?
Yes.
Is that what it
is? Yeah, that's his social network.
Here's his quote. These are dark times for our nation. He also said that radical left Democrats have weaponized the justice system to keep him from running for president in 2024. He compared the raid to something that would happen in a broken third world country.
Well, he also called it Watergate.
Yes.
He added that feds even broke into his safe. And no surprise, he also brought up Hillary Clinton's email.
Of course.
The Justice Department is currently investigating Trump on two fronts for his handling of classified documents and for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. That's what we're talking about right now.
The tweet about Watergate made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it felt like he didn't understand that Richard Nixon was essentially resigned.
I know.
Because, actually, was it 40 years to the day of the raid yesterday? 40 years ago is when Richard Nixon, if I'm not mistaken.
That's about right.
Resigned.
I'll find out what day he resigned.
And I sit there, and Mike, you know I'm not a politico. Like, right. I've been activated in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I like using that term because it really turns pony on politically.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And I sit there and I'm like, I can't believe this is the type of shenanigans you don't even see on Pimed Impacto on Univision with all like when they cover every corrupt and sideways government in South America. And I sit there with my mom and I'm like, well, they've got our own clown car going on still.
It's crazy.
Mike, it was 38 years to the day.
38 years.
Since Nixon's resignation speech. I have never been a quitter.
This is how I've looked at it from the very beginning. As much as I play for the team that everybody knows I play for,
right.
I also believe in...
Your New York Giants.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Giants, Patriots, preseason football. Are you ready?
Guaranteed win, Mike. Guaranteed win.
I don't care. Preseason wins don't matter. I just want to see how the team plays.
Well, I was just saying,
and I'm hearing
someone
bad
was
things about Daniel Jones.
I was saying that someone's going to win. Guaranteed.
Someone will win guaranteed, but it's preseason. And they
it
play
is.
The scrubs in the last two quarters. So, last two quarters usually. So, getting back to this, I think what I don't like is I don't like the congressional wastes of time. As much as I feel that it's important to investigate, I also think if you're going to investigate and you're going to spend that time and you're going to spend that money, then I want something at the end of an investigation.
You want answers.
Yeah.
I want exoneration or mm-hmm. I want indictments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, why were you wasting our time? But I don't know if we'll get that. And it's also on both sides of the aisle that they do that,
yeah.
You know, with Benghazi and all that.
Yeah.
They did that with Hillary.
Well,
I think it'll be the same way with the insurrection. Because who are they going to charge? I don't hear any evidence that's floating around there. I really don't.
Well, they got
the guy with the horns.
Yeah, they are
I'll
charging
say this, and I don't want to piss people off on the left.
Mm.
I don't want to piss people off. I really don't. But this is what I think sometimes. Outside of finding a text message, an email, a document that says, I want you to tell the Proud Boys to get their guns and go up to Capitol Hill and make sure that they go over barricade AB. I've talked to all the people I know at the Secret Service. But unless that's there. And by the way, I'm not saying that that type of crap couldn't be there.
Right.
Especially when mysteriously the Secret Service deletes their texts from that particular mm-hmm. day. But unless you have something like that. What are you telling me? That he got up and made a speech and said the election was stolen? He does that every day.
Yeah, I know that after the Secret Service deleted those texts, Alex Jones said, I wish I had thought of that.
What a brilliant idea. Instead, I had my lawyer send them to the other lawyers in the Justice Department. Are you telling me that you took my documents, my text messages, my phone records, and you sent them to the other lawyer? What the hell's wrong with you?
What's that in
moron?
Your toilet, Alex? There's paper in your
documents
toilet.
Documents that I'm flushing down. Actually, it was a Chinese food menu. Moo goo guy pan.
Did you get the coupons off the menu?
I did.
So you can get the free fried rice?
If you order the chicken fried rice at a time between 4 and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, you're going to get a $10 discount. You're going to get. I made him two sellers.
That's what I think sometimes he slips in a you're going to get.
Anywho, we shall see. We shall see what happens. Oscar is back in studio after his family trip. And I wrote down on my show prep today, Oscar, back from family time, what really happened? The reason I say that is prior to Oscar leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remembered this. He had discussed, you had discussed with me, the idea that being T.O. Oscar for your niece and nephew had gotten to a point where you were ready for that.
I was ready for them to go, yes.
You were ready for that to end. Yes. You immediately go from that moment to your T.O. Oscar again. So what we have is a month-long period.
Yeah. Yes.
Where you are the caretaker.
Tweens and toddlers.
The T.O. era. It was the T.O. era.
Yeah.
Not only Sebastian. Now, up there in Sebastian, I was trying to read between the lines when you were up there.
Yeah.
By the pool, you know, at their fabulous place for a brief period of time. And would it be safe to say, Rob, he did not exactly look joyful? Right?
I would say that he was neither joyful nor at ease. Mm-hmm. There was a tension.
There is a tension. And thank you. A listener wrote me privately. And look, I take all notes from the guys, from you wonderful listeners.
And then you flush them?
And I put them in the commode, and then I take care of business.
With a Sharpie.
I listened to wrote, said, smaller you have, pieces. You're doing your, like, my parents are in the room voice sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about your parents. Just do you. And then I wrote, I kindly wrote back a thoughtful answer that read,
"You did.
F off." Said, but he was right. He was right because this is the tough dance that you dance when you're the youngest, but also you make a commitment to take care of a child. He's five. At 5 years old, when you make a deal with a little kid that comes home from camp or it's home for the day,
right?
Mm-hmm. By the time you get to me, like, I'm just happy he's still alive, right?
Yeah,
like
three o'clock,
I'm like, this kid's got no scabs, no scars, he hasn't fallen, no meltdowns, we're good.
I was thinking you were going to say when you make a deal with a five-year-old, you better come through on it because you can't like say, we're going to have a bowl of ice cream at 4 o'clock in 10 minutes, and then say, "Hey, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of something." Well, because meltdown.
We'll get to that.
All right.
And also, it merits restating that he was forceful with you before you even went up there.
Yeah. He demanded gifts, and I paid tribute.
The toy.
I paid tribute. I went to the Smithsonian shop.
I paid tribute,
and I bought him a little something and rolled on.
The volunteer is tribute. Oscar came in carrying a bag of oranges.
Two lessons I learned the hard way. Never give the exact date when a package is going to arrive from Amazon to a five-year-old.
Because you're learning.
He'll hold you to that date, and you can't control it. You can't control
100%.
The package.
Yep.
I've lived it. I know what you're talking
explaining
about.
Explaining a window of time between 5 and 7, which Amazon gives you, or Walmart, whoever you use,
right.
A window is a snowball into the sun. Because they'll tell you they don't understand what a window is. And then even though you lay out mathematically what a window is, they don't get it because they can't tell time.
No, they just want the stuff now.
They said, it's 5 o'clock, where's my thing?
Uh-huh.
I guess three is when you tell him, a five-year-old, you make a compromise because he's a five-year-old tyrant, good kid, but like it's too smart for his own good. He could be my pre-production producer.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean for T.O. Oscar? That means I pull out the equipment from the case and I show him and he turns it on and he's sweet and nice and he's excited and he's enjoying it. He's starting his own show and telling mommy and daddy he's got a broadcast at 3, and they ask him, what's the broadcast about? He said, I have a broadcast about hockey. And then they're like, what's your show called? He said, it's New York Hockey with Sebastian and Santos. So he thinks he wants to be like the Oscars. That's sweet.
Yeah, right? that is sweet.
That's wonderful.
That is very sweet.
And he was very focused pre-show.
Pre-show. So yeah. After he bring out all the equipment, something that should take 15 minutes takes an hour because you have to be thoughtful with a five-year-old. You got to let him push the buttons and let him plug the things in. Where I don't have the chip for, and I have not learned how to deal with, is when we're done with that pre-production, time to amscram, time to scoot. But
did you say amscram?
Amscram.
Amscray.
Which, by the way, I've gotten, because I do it all the time, every day, especially during the summer. It happened right at the beginning of the show today, right before we were having our pre-show meeting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he popped in the door. I said, I'm in the middle of something. Yeah. Get back out here. You know, it's you got to put your foot down.
You got to let him go, right?
Yeah.
So, Mike, you saw this. First couple shows, I got my lighting guy walking around with his lights behind me while I'm trying to do a show.
Lighting guy.
Yeah, it's one of those little podcast vanity lights floating right near Oscar's head.
Yes, your six-year-old lighting guy?
Because he's trying to light me without a light on because he just wants to be part of the broadcast.
Right. But you love him.
I love
sweet.
Him, but I also want to tell him to fuck off for 5 minutes so I can do my show. I just want to do my show.
Couple of edits on the show. Yeah, can I ask you a question about the doctors?
Yes.
Regarding the doctors.
They're back.
Yes.
All right. You talked about the first night you were there, whatever. They had a, not a double. They don't call them doubles there, but they're on call.
Right.
They're on call. Yeah, yeah. They're at the hospital. Yes. They're sleeping at the hospital. Yeah. So I'd love to just a window into the what it is to be a hospital anesthesiologist at a busy city hospital.
Yes.
And you're on call when they arrive after that. When they, you said they were coming back at 9 a.m. the following day.
Yes.
Right? What is it like?
Post call?
Are they just completely wasted, gassed,
fried?
Like peaked?
It depends on the call. So one of my brother's calls was uneventful. My sister-in-law had a call that was eventful and the surgery went all night. So my brother arrives and he's like kind of, you know, he's like, it's 9 a.m.
Right.
Guys, I'm just going to take a 2-hour nap and I'll be right back out. Fine. Get that. When my sister-in-law arrived, it was like a 6-hour, like she had to go to bed, right?
Right.
Had
she's to just, go to she's bed. She's just spent.
Yes, spent. Like had
totally
to go, guys, I'm sorry, I got to go to bed. Like you're essentially sleeping in shifts.
I imagine that's the more realistic way to handle it. I mean, you can't just make up 2 hours if you've been up for like 24, can you?
I don't know. My brother though, they have sleeping accommodations when the surgery doesn't go. You can sleep in closets or whatever they have up there.
They've got like sleeping accommodations.
Yeah, yes.
Do you think they bang?
No.
Oh, like, all the time.
No.
Like crazy people.
They're
yeah.
singles.
I bet they do.
They're
yeah.
singles.
Huh? Yeah.
It's not like
single,
in
a single
it's
room.
It's not like bunk beds. I asked my brother this, not about.
Yeah,
the,
but you can say. Excuse me.
I think if you
nurse,
if, no,
I
and Mike even better. It's a hospital bed.
I think in both
raise the legs.
It's like a cot, right? Yes. You can't sleep very well. Oh. Anybody can get access.
It's a single.
But you're not a doctor.
I know it's close to home, and I know you're related to doctors. But think about this just for a second.
Yes,
you're a 35-year-old doctor,
right?
Single, okay. You're a single successful guy.
Look at me.
No,
I'm a successful
guy. And you've got, you know, Nursey Wonder, who you've had your, and nobody outside of the hospital knows you're dating, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Do you think, well, they probably have cameras everywhere now.
Mike, so it's not 1980 anymore. Like, okay, you will get sued.
I'm old.
Your life
Young
will
doctors
end.
In love.
Yes. Grey's Anatomy.
Man can fantasize.
It's it's just fictional, right? And my brother actually said, he goes, I was like, is it like a nice bed? He goes, it's a cot. And you get like one of those hospital blankets and you're just waiting for the pager to go off.
Paging Dr. Swordsman. Paging Dr. Yeah. Swordsman. And the door, you know, where's my goddamn soundboard? And then the door opens and Dr. E comes out. Yes, I'm here. What can I do for you?
This is the crux though. For me, the calls are usually like what my sister-in-law went through and not what my brother had. He was surprised that he got like a couple hours of sleep at the hospital.
Okay.
Because there are so many surgeries that were pushed back because of the pandemic, Mike.
Right.
That they're stacked and stacked with surgeries. And eventually that sheer number of surgeries will yield surgeries that go long.
But the overnight call, when they get the surprise overnight call, that
it's not surprised. It's scheduled.
Even in the overnight,
you have to have someone on just in case.
But there are emergencies too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There would be the emergency surgery is probably the main reason they're around.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So they bring them in.
Excuse me for a second. I'm having a technical problem. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. I felt like what I saw from my perspective.
Yeah.
Is when I would do an overnight at the radio station.
Sure.
And I pretended like I was like saving lives instead of just. Playing Better Than Ezra and 311 all night. And I'd come home and I'd be like, oh, mom, dad, like I slept for 2 hours in the engineering closet, but now I'm home in Olney, so I can sleep in my childhood bedroom. I know I have a college degree, but one day this is all going to work out.
Right.
Yeah. So that type of like fatigue and you're living off Red Bulls.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like
you were able to read that in them.
I could, but I also knew that don't go and don't make a lot of noise upstairs because you don't want to wake anybody
up. Are they relatively newcomers to this hospital and that's why they're drawing the on-call shift? If they had seniority, could they get out of it?
No, they've been there for 15 years.
That's what I thought.
There have been so many anesthesiologists that have retired through the pandemic.
Yeah, and they're just, and they're
there's
in
just
short
not
supply.
Enough people. There's yeah, not
I
enough
went,
people.
Through, went through that with Carrie when she had her eyes done, or one of the procedures, one of the many procedures Carrie's had. They said the anesthesiologists are very short
everybody's
supply.
Dealing. Anybody that could have retired, and why wouldn't you in the middle of a pandemic? And I'm this is nationwide. There's just not enough people.
Yeah,
I might be getting in big trouble here.
What happened
when I bring this up? But you might not be the only one who's about to deal with that that little world, Rob.
No. Oh wow,
you might not be. Yeah.
Well, I think really? Michael looks great.
Yeah.
Are you getting a procedure done?
No, I'm not dealing with that. But Carla's.
Carla doesn't need anything. No.
Really?
Yeah. Now, that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
I probably am in trouble already, but if she wants to come in and talk about it, she can talk about it. I have a problem that I have to go on the air with and explain right now.
Nothing. All right.
It is not letting me get out of my Apple Music, and it's screwing my entire system up here, and I can't
Are you in a computer?
Access. I'm in a computer
okay.
right now, and it sucks.
Go to,
and I'm trying
go to
the
cancel. top right-hand side.
Oh, it just did it.
Okay, disregard.
Oscar, good
just
job.
Make sure.
Top left-hand side.
All right.
You're going to force quit?
Top left. Sure. Force Fantastic. Quit.
That force quit's a great
force
feature.
Force quit my just life. Just kidding. Just I'm
Let
happy.
Me make sure it's there again. Okay, there we go.
Can I give Thank a you. Nod to all the parents out there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Having toddlers. Is five a toddler? I don't know. What's
no,
five?
No, not anybody. Toddler's Infant? Like three. Yeah, five would be a...
A child?
A child, yeah.
Having a child.
A kindergartner.
Thank you. A child. It seems like it's like people are built for it. And I've seen my brother, the way he's such a wonderful father, the way that Mike deals with Michael, Rob, you know, the fact that your kids love you. I don't think I'm built for it.
So you maybe have made over the last, because it's been what? It was a month essentially with your niece and nephew from California.
Yeah.
And it's been a week and solid with the five-year-old of your other sibling.
I think I promised Shannon, I said, find out how much the in vitro costs or whatever, getting an embryo. We could stack them up in the freezer. And then maybe we could do it later in life. But
is
right
your,
now...
Is your freezer reliable? I've seen your kitchen.
It's a Samsung.
Okay, well I hope you don't need parts.
We won't get ice. but
so
it'll hold
overall,
our embryo.
Though, overall, tastes weird. The... You were happy. Gross. Your sister and brother-in-law, your brother and sister-in-law were
happy. Yeah, they're happy. I love the little guy. And Mike, when I tell you that there's nothing greater than a little boy running up to you, waking you up at 7:30 in the morning when his parents are sleeping because, you know, he loves his he loves his tío Oscar. And he says, can I wake you up now? And he's just staring at you at bed level. and how do you say no to that?
You say
Does
no.
Does he play faster and looser around you like Luca did compared to the doctors?
No.
Does he like know he gets away with more stuff with
He's
you?
He's got my sister's kids are all California role kids. Like they'll do whatever they want because they're from California.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, the Boston child is under, like he knows.
Rules?
He knows there are rules.
Is that a Jose factor right there?
That's a Jose and Lauren factor. Yeah, there are rules.
So she's a taskmistress too?
Yeah. The fact that he's doing summer school that he doesn't have to do, but he does it anyways because that's part of his regimen. Like he has his own little summer school.
You know, Mike.
Where he's learning how to read.
If we were going to do a sexy doctor show like you were alluding to earlier with the cots and everything,
right.
Let's call it the Jose factor.
The Jose.
No.
Speaking of kids, before we go to break.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure my clock, everything's screwed up with the lightning storms around here today. Are we at running time of about 27?
That's
is that
what I have. Pony, does that agree to you?
Yes, it
Michael!
Does.
Okay.
I concur.
Michael, come
doctor.
Here.
Thank you, doctor.
He came
doctor.
In a minute
doctor.
Ago. I want to make
I concur.
Sure.
Doctor.
You know, usually when he pops in, I like to know what's going on. Yes. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to say hi.
Hi. How
hi
are
there.
You? Why don't you say hi to the boys, okay? We'll put the headphones down.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to Michael.
So I can hear him too. Okay?
Michael.
Okay. Yes?
When do you start school?
In 7 days.
In 7 days. Are you excited to see all your friends?
He's going to have some new friends.
Okay.
Going
oh, good.
Are you excited to make new friends?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you think your teacher is going to be nice or mean?
Nice.
Okay. We hope so. We hope so.
What sports will you be playing this fall?
Flag football.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very nice.
We're back, baby. We're back. Flag football. Any baseball?
Baseball.
Are you playing baseball in the fall?
No, not in the
fall. Not in the fall. You're playing golf, maybe. Or you will still keep playing golf with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then
you talk to the microphone?
Yeah.
Mid-school year, I'm going to start. That's when I'm going to start playing
baseball.
Baseball. Jokes,
what about badminton?
That you'd like to tell on what, Rob?
Does he play badminton at all?
Yeah.
Shut up, Rob. Do you have? Are there any jokes you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, and really speak up to get past the gate, please.
All right, go ahead.
How do you tell the difference?
No, you don't laugh here.
I know.
Yeah, don't pull Uncle Rob.
I know.
Don't laugh at the joke.
Okay. How do you know the difference between a female and a male spaghetti?
No, how do you know?
Meatballs.
See you later.
He knows his audience.
Yeah.
He knows his audience.
Shut the door all the way.
Classic variant on an old joke. I love it. He's modernized it. Yeah.
I love
it. What is that? Do you know a different version of the joke?
Snowmen and snow women.
Oh, yes. Snowballs.
Yeah.
Snowballs.
I like that he's modernized it. Yeah, it's good.
That's wonderful. It's very, very exciting. So maybe it isn't your thing.
I don't think it's my thing.
I don't know. I think that if he were to, I mean, it's sort of
a risky
roll of the
everybody
dice.
Everybody that I know that are parents, they tell you how great it is and it changes your life.
But it's
but
different.
None of them look happy.
It's different when they're yours.
They look tired.
No, well, they
if
are tired.
If you have the desire.
Yes.
During the winter months, at some point.
Yeah.
I would love to have a getaway.
Yeah, we'd love Omera. To. We've got the reps
and
in now.
Come on down, and you know what to do.
Yeah.
You've had experience.
I won't give him a bath,
it.
Though. I got burned this past. I tried to give Sebastian a bath.
What happened?
He knocked me out. He said that the water was too cold, and that I gave him a cold bath. He knocked me out to his mom. And I said,
well, they do as have, Rob will they, tell you, as yes. Rob will tell you, there is a rule when it comes to baths. And if you're worried about the cold water, fear not.
Right.
What you want to worry about when bathing any child,
Mike,
is hot water.
I learned it in a movie, if I may.
There's one particular reason Rob will tell you not to use hot water.
That's right.
Rob, can you tell him why?
Yes.
Don't use hot water.
Yes. Hot water burn baby. It was in the
someday
Rain Man.
We'll have the,
there was a documentary called Rain Man. I think it was mostly about childcare.
And
that was one of the themes. They had a little super up. It said, hot water burn baby.
Got it.
Yeah.
Can you hear that okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you heard that?
I thought that was a little accent on
yeah,
the
was like,
do you
the
have
Rain
the
Man
Rain
thing.
Man clip by any chance floating around?
I
you don't happen
don't
to have
think
it.
I
probably do.
Let me look.
Hot water burn baby. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
I just said, I said, was he mad? He goes, well, he said he was cold. I said, well, I didn't want it to be too hot.
Well, it's good for his constitution to be cold.
Well, I mean,
Swedes do it all the time.
I gave him a bar of soap. I said, you know, make sure you get the crack. And I walked out.
Oh, you see, that's where you went wrong. Let him learn that.
He can hold a bar of soap.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to be graphic about it. Don't want to mention particular body parts.
I said, don't forget the
crevices.
Funny Rain Man.
Here we go.
Rain Man.
This is an example of why cold water is better.
Always better.
Than hot water. I think it's much better.
Was I trying to say Raymond and it came out Rain Man?
Yeah. Funny Rain Man.
Now they're in the bathroom.
Right.
Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman.
You're the Rain Man?
Turn it up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You can't hear it?
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah, much better.
Is that better? You're not going to want it loud later.
No.
Turn it down, Rob.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, do you want to turn it
down?
No,
you're good.
I got it.
You're good.
All right. Very good. Now he looks at a picture of Rain Man. This is from 1988.
Yeah.
All the way back in
1988. Yeah, 1961 Beach Crest Street.
I'm going to skip ahead to where they turn on the water, right? Hold on just a second.
I was 10.
Yeah, I saw it in high school.
I saw this movie in high school. 9 years old.
Such a sweet moment. They're singing.
Yeah.
He's holding the baby.
This is before the water is turned on.
Yeah. No, there's no baby in the scene.
What?
There's no baby. Now, if you would prepare a show like I should, perhaps you would skip ahead to just the moment and, you know. All right. Now he's going to. Hot water.
What's scary, man?
Hawaiian baby.
Thank you very much. There it is.
They see,
it.
Oscar, how can you hear that and not want to be a father?
There it is. Absolutely. Hot water.
Hot water does burn the baby.
Oh, yes.
I'm a cold water guy.
Yeah.
Well,
don't want that
to
happen.
We'll take a break. Got the homepage coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And later on in the show, I'll tell you about my trip, finally, to the muscle gym. I went to the muscle gym, and I'm an invalid. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. here.
Mike, it's just before 5, actually.
What do you mean before 5?
It's just before 5.
I don't want it to be before 5. It's either 5 or it's not. What are they doing over there?
Well, it's a 79-minute show. They have to start just before 5.
Why do they have to start it just before 5? What the f*** is the problem? I don't f***ing understand this. We've been on this f***ing radio station for f***ing 20 years. I don't f***ing understand this. What the f*** is wrong with KCJJ? Just run my f***ing show at 5 o'clock. I don't f***ing understand it, Rob. F*** you and f*** everybody that wants it to be a little before 5. What the f*** am I doing? I'm a temperamental artist. Don't you understand these things?
Let's take it again.
All right. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, and I sure hope you join me for the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ.
I like the first take.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
Sorry, my timing was off there. Hey, as anticipated, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve has increased their Fed funds rate by 75 basis points to combat inflation. I'm sorry, inflation.
That's it.
What does that mean to you? With mortgage rates up one day and down the next, it's more important than ever to work with a company you can trust. My good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial are that company. This real estate market is different than in the past, and whether you're a first-time home buyer deciding whether to rent or own, you're upsizing, you're downsizing, or anything in between, you need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal for you and your family. Cornerstone has everything you need for your home purchase. They're fantastic. I've used them. You're going to love them as well. And really, their years of experience, customer service, and low rate guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Whether a purchase or a refinance, call our friends at Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one mortgage company of all TMOS fans, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And we thank you, Cornerstone First Financial.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. Kanye West is mourning the fake death of his former foe, Pete Davidson, following the SNL alum's breakup from Kim Kardashian. This is all over pop culture headlines right now. The Yeezy fashion designer shared a doctored New York Times front page on Instagram. He did that yesterday morning, and it declared Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. He's a nice guy, Kanye.
Skeet,
isn't he?
Well, I think it's very clever when you take it to the third grade level of just signing something that rhymes with his name. Skeet Davidson.
I actually thought this was funny, and I'll tell you why.
That Kanye did this?
Because from the beginning, he's been calling him Skeet. And he came up with this third grade moniker.
Yeah, third grade moniker.
When you're the mother of your four children picks up with what is, you know, arguably today's Don Juan that every woman wants to be with, you know, hypothetically in pop culture, every man wants to be.
Help us all. And you want to know about 2021 and 22, you'll remember that. Here's today's Don Juan.
Yes.
It's Pete effing Davidson. And you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God almighty. Machine Gun Kelly and Pete Davidson.
To be fair.
For God's sakes, put me on an island with no food for 6 months and expand my Schwanstucker. Then I guess I'm going to be okay. You know, if you can see my knobby knees and I have no quadriceps and I weigh 13 pounds, but I have a schwanz that's as long as, you know, as a giant anaconda, then I guess that's what it takes. If they do, if they indeed have
I've never seen it.
Rumor has it. But to be fair, Mike, a lot of people have been locked up for a long time. They don't know what they want.
Kanye West also took a shot at Kid Cudi. Do you know that
guy? Kid Cudi.
Cudi?
Yes.
Sorry.
He's a disc jockey.
I'm so old.
It's fine.
I'm so old. Kid Cootie. Hi, this is the late Vin Scully. Kid Cooties.
Yeah, you don't touch him or you'll get the Kid Cooties.
That's right. The subheadline read, Kid Cudi meant to play funeral, but fearful of bottle throwers. That's a joke about the Pursuit of Happiness performer walking off the stage at last month's Rolling Loud Festival in Miami after fans threw objects at him. Wes let the image do the talking with that one.
He's a funny man, this Kanye West.
He's just a child, you know? I mean, Skeet. Move on.
Skeet Davidson.
Really? Move on. Move on, okay? Please, Kid Cooties. Here are the questions. You want to know the questions we should be asking?
Please. Yeah.
How do we get inflation down? What about the situation in Ukraine? Mm. How do we become less divided as a nation? No, we're not asking that question. We're asking, who will Pete Davidson date next? Twitter has a top 10 list. Number 10 is my favorite. That's why I got the list in the first place.
Yeah.
The Virgin Mary.
Well, it's nice. They make a nice couple.
Wow, Twitter.
Yeah. Number nine, Taylor Swift's private jet. Number eight, Martha Stewart. Number seven, Oprah. Number six, Queen Elizabeth. Number five, Susan Sarandon.
Really? That's sort of a curveball.
Number four, a minion. I love this list. It's funny. Number three, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Yes.
Number two, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Is that the plastic that's out in the middle of the
exactly.
bed? And number one, Jennifer Coolidge, a.k.a. Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies, who has a publicist that must be not taking the summer off.
This is great.
She's in there all the time. But anyway, you were going to say you side with Kanye for, and I interrupted you. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I think anybody that's been dumped, and then especially if it's there's a divorce looming, allegedly, and then you see you're on the other side of that equation, you're like, oh, maybe she's upgraded or downgraded. A downgrade, selfishly, is what you want.
Right.
An upgrade to this, you know, this generation's most coveted man is not something you want. So he was jelly.
Mike?
And he
was looking for somebody who went through a breakup with a looming divorce.
Went out of
there
his,
must be someone out there.
He was jealous and went out of his way to tell the world. So I kind of empathize. Like, you know, you can't have to be happy about it.
Yeah. But he's such a wiener.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. That's the wiener.
I think that's
as far as I'm concerned.
That's what he lost.
Researchers from Mass General Research Institute believe they have scientific evidence that our brains are not meant to be awake after midnight.
Really?
Now, a lot of us still hang out at that time. The basic idea, I swear to God, as much as my brain hanging out after midnight, not nearly. Sometimes, but it's late at night, and I'm just sitting there on the TV. Mm-hmm. You know, going,
all I know is that after midnight, I'm going to let it all hang out.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
The basic idea is that your internal biological circadian clock is tuned towards sleep after midnight, and staying up triggers changes in the brain that cause people to view the world more negatively. This may lead to more impulsive behavior at high risk. We had a saying in the bar business, and it's not exclusive to the bar business, that nothing good happens after midnight.
True.
It means high-risk decisions, including drinking, overeating, gambling, and criminal activity. Of course, not everyone who stays up late is partying at the club. Some are working as police officers, pilots, and healthcare workers. And the researchers believe their findings could have important implications for those people, including impacts to human behavior, decision-making, and job performance. That said, Oscar Santana, if you're a night owl by choice or out of necessity, don't be alarmed yet. The researchers are hoping that there will be further studies.
Well, I don't like when two of those circles intersect and you have drinking pilots.
That's always dangerous.
That's very bad.
Yeah. But Denzel did bring that plane down in the field.
He did.
He did his job.
He had one job.
Have you ever met anybody that after 9 p.m. they turn all of their lights in their house turn red? Have you ever run into anybody or driven by a house?
I did. It was between my first and second marriage. It was not a guy.
It was more of a business, wasn't it?
A district.
It was an enterprise.
Yeah, I thought
it was a place to visit.
The color red has the lowest level is the lowest level on the Kelvin meter that measures what light
heat
emits, right?
Yeah.
it actually, it's supposed to soothe you.
I don't think red is soothing.
A red light's supposed to soothe you and allow you to, like, produce a higher level of melatonin.
Okay.
So if you're
does that make you feel better?
It makes me think about going red.
Mike, are you okay?
This is a good video day, people. Great video day.
Mike, put on your relief band.
Are you getting sleepy?
No. I'm holding my breath.
Just a little more on the Kelvin colors.
What's the most upsetting color?
Sky blue will keep you, like, blue light will keep you awake, right?
Right.
This thing sucks.
But everything, right. Everything
you're
technically,
talking about
yes,
the camera, like,
the
right?
Camera. Yeah, yeah. Every camera will give them sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I common, back to normal common, or am I still too pink?
You're still too pink. I think a candlelight is closest to red.
Okay.
So red is 1,000, like 1,000 Kelvin.
Well, I always light candles before I go to bed, just like at the end of Woodstock 99.
All for the bit. I've, like, ruined my hue here.
You got it. You're back, babe.
There you
you're
go.
Back. You're, oh, now, see, there we go. We're back. Yeah. We're back. We don't want to go green.
No, he looked a
back
little.
Back to red. There we go. You I'm look peakish.
It. Yeah, you look like me. Got my liver.
There it is, right?
There we go.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Is that good?
You're back.
That's a little too green.
You're definitely six. You're a seven guy.
What? Seven? He's a seven guy?
Yeah, seven guy.
Okay.
That looks better.
Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry.
Try the red light if you're a night owl. Yeah. Love to see if that works.
You know who loved that? Roxanne. Yeah.
Roxanne. Cops believe Anne Heche may have been under the influence of drugs and or alcohol.
What?
When she slammed into a garage and a house, igniting a massive blaze. LAPD sources tell TMZ that authorities got a warrant to draw Anne's blood. We do not know the results, but police believe she was intoxicated at the time of Friday's crash. We're told the results of the blood test could take weeks. Meanwhile, this is something I did not know. Anne Heche's condition is far graver than it appeared over the weekend. That's according to a representative for her. They told this to Deadline. Here's the quote. At this time, Anne is in extreme critical condition. She has a significant pulmonary injury requiring mechanical ventilation and burns that require surgical intervention. I didn't know it was that
bad.
The rep said that in a statement. She is in a coma and has not regained consciousness since shortly after the accident. So before you start with all the she was drinking stuff, perhaps we find out if she's going to survive.
Yeah.
That's difficult. That's difficult to deal with. Probably. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something. Doctors in India were stunned when they were tasked with removing a steel cup from a man's stomach. They believe that it was initially inserted not through his mouth, if that tells you anything.
It does.
An unnamed man from the Maharajganj district was reporting stomach pains for several days, and no treatment seemed to work despite seeing multiple physicians. He then saw another doctor who did an X-ray and discovered the cup inside of him. The patient was rushed to surgery on August 6th, where doctors successfully removed a cup the size of a hand.
Oh.
So I guess it's a cup about that big from what appears to be an incision in his stomach. When you look at it, a 73-second video shows the procedure, which begins with one doctor cleaning the stomach area before carefully removing the silver cup with the bottom of the object facing up. Medical staff appears to be in disbelief as the surgeon holds up the cup for the camera to see. So please think of this story the next time you toast friends with the age-old saying heard in bars across America, bottoms up.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's all I got. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills right here. You're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. And I am enjoying an aluminum can.
Ooh.
The size of my hand.
Are you going to eat it?
Where will it go next? Hello, I'm Condo Bob.
The year was 1974 when Condo Bob walked out that door. Bought his first condo down by the shore, and that's when the legend of the man was born. The legend, Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Some kind of man.
Condo Bob. Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
Condo Bob.
Them kind of name.
Condo Bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was singing along.
Well, you love Jimmy Dean. You always have.
Jimmy Dean. When we decide to lose weight, ladies and gentlemen, it usually is not just about the number on the scale. Noom Weight is ready to help. Noom Weight's psychology-based approach gives you the knowledge and the support to build lasting results. For example, in my home, the emphasis is on recording food, letting people know what you're eating. And if you happen to slip, you still pay the piper and you put it in your phone. You let people know what you're eating. That's the way it goes. That's something Noom teaches you. Mm-hmm. So that when the cookies are baked and they're there and the crack addict comes home and sees the big steaming plate of hot cookies and one goes into his belly as fast as that cup went into that guy, I will tell you that, I record it and I recorded the next one I ate too. And then I maintained my macros and I was A-okay. Noom Weight empowers you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. To date, Noom Weight has helped more than 3.6 million people lose weight. Your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. The program, based on scientific principles like cognitive behavioral therapy, blah, 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 blah. Had a Biden moment there. The program is based on scientific principles like cognitive behavior, CBT, to help you understand your relationship with food.
Come on.
It's amazing how flexible the program is, which really works for me. Here's a fact. I recently recommitted to Noom Weight because it works. Come on. Oscar loves Noom. I love Noom. And Carla has never looked better. Stay focused on what's important to you. Come on.
Mike.
With Noom. Noom Weight. Psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. All right. Come on. All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Terrible.
That was great. Line. I love it.
So I did want to talk about my trip to the muscle gym.
Yeah.
So I certainly was an idiot when I went on their Facebook page and I saw all these incredible.
By the way, the
walls at this place at Muscle Beach are covered with these people that participate in
professional
competitions.
Pictures. But I thought you were going to say it was covered with something else.
No. It's covered with a scene from Jackass. I watched Jackass last night.
Good for you.
Made by pigs. No, I'm not going to talk about that.
Do they
that
have
that's disgusting.
Sleeping accommodations there for naps?
No, they don't.
Yes,
they have a men's restroom. So when I had seen the pictures of the muscle-bound people, I immediately said, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Old man 63 walking in. Well, that's nothing could be further from the truth.
Come on.
It's a gym.
Come on.
Come on. So I went and I checked it out. You just see all their weight machines. Come on.
Doesn't Mike look like all of these wonderful fit people on their Instagram page?
I don't know. I think those pictures are malarkey.
That's a bunch of malarkey. There's my gun. Look at my gun.
You're at the Muscle Beach of Fort Myers.
Look at the freckles under my arm. Look at that. That's just skin cancer waiting to happen right there. Look at that. Freckle Town. Come on.
The average age of anyone here looks like it's mid-30s.
Yeah.
It wasn't. There were old people in there. The trainer, one of the other trainers who was talking to my guy, was older than I was. So it was. And by the way, the lady behind the counter was just the same in the same age range as me. Made me feel incredibly welcome.
Good.
It was great equipment to try. The only problem is getting into the position. There's one particular. Don't ask me for the names because I don't know the names. All right. There is a piece of weight equipment where it spreads your legs.
Yes.
And you,
I'm listening.
You squeeze. You squeeze
like
your legs together. It's the scissor thing.
Yeah.
And then another one where your legs go inside. So the one I get into, I put my one leg up and my hips are where all my pain is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I get into the position. I assume the position, and I hoist my leg into the one thing, the one side where I'm going to do the squeeze machine, mm-hmm. and then I put my other leg down on the floor, which required me to go up and over with my right leg.
Sure.
And I was incapable of that.
Did you need assistance to get placed into the machine?
But then again, I'm paying the guy for a half an hour.
Yeah.
So,
you better pick up your leg.
Help me out.
So I said, just like Biden.
What'd you say?
How am I supposed to fit into this thing?
Come on.
lift my leg up so I can finish this, the exercise I'm supposed to do. Come on. Are you crazy? You're not doing your job. You're sitting over there standing there looking at other people, and I want you to come on, lift my leg up so I can do the scissor thing that Oscar was talking about. But there was one dude in mm-hmm. They've got like two sections, all the life fitness machines,
yes.
Yeah, the weight machines.
Yes.
And then on the other side are machines where they're machines like weight machines, but you put the barbells on them.
Yeah, free weights.
But it's not like lifting just barbells. They're machines
like squats?
That use barbells. And well, there was a leg press.
Oh, with plates. Leg press with plates.
Yeah. Plates.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Plates. Come on. And he saw it on
TV, Mike.
I used to work.
I saw it on TV. And said, here's the thing. So he goes, we're going to do a leg press with plates, and he takes me over to the leg press. And the leg press, by the way, is an exercise that I can move a lot of weight because let me see if I can explain this concept. I'm fat, and my fat body rests on these two legs. So they're not unaccustomed to
plates,
moving weight.
Your legs do.
So he puts on one side, he puts a 45 and a 45.
Yeah, it's one plate.
And then he goes over and there's an outer hook there, and then he puts another 45 and a 45.
Wow. Mike, that's pretty impressive.
And then he puts four 45s on the right side. And what he doesn't tell me, I think of a leg press as this uniform.
Yeah.
No, that thing's going to come down like a xylophone on you.
No, it's like a plane.
Oh, so the 45s.
It's like a bicycle.
It's one
leg. The 45s on the outside, those.
But it's just to accommodate the weight. But when you press it, it's not a uniform press. So you're not. So you got to pay attention.
One of your legs was pushing more
weight.
So
one of my legs worked really well and shoved the
strong leg.
100 whatever pounds out.
Yeah.
Whereas the other one went halfway up and then drove my balls into my stomach.
Yeah.
And you know, by the way, I want to say to Tim the trainer, who will be coming on this show hopefully sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say to Tim the trainer, I know how hard it was for you not to laugh your ass off when that happened. Because when the plate came back with the right leg, because I thought it would be, you know, you use, when you've got the uniform weight, you use the one leg to help the other leg out. Well, you can't do that with the barbell
machine.
When
it's isolated, yeah.
And it slammed back with the plate ringing throughout the place.
Oh, you made a ruckus?
And he looked down at me and he's like, that's okay. And I know inside he's like, blah!
This loser.
And meanwhile, you know, I'm just trying to work out.
Did you see heads turn?
No. Everybody, much like the golf course, you know what? Oscar, you can testify to this. People are into their own trip.
Okay.
Like a headphones.
Nobody gives
on.
A rat's ass what you're
all
doing.
Just do your thing.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what I didn't see, which I was thinking, and this is, you know, Johnny Pervolino.
Yes.
I was hoping that I would see the, you know, the women you see in those.
What time did you go? What time did you go on, roughly?
10 a.m. Saturday
morning.
They're
at work.
Yeah, somebody said the high school kids will be showing up in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll come lollygagging in about.
That's when they wake
hungover.
Up.
They're
hungover.
The key times. For any gym, I remember this because, you know, we've all had iterations of trainers in the past.
Right.
This is just some skis trainer from Gold's Gym years ago. I'm talking about like 20 years ago. This is before the pandemic.
I'm listening. I'll write it down.
He said, the ladies start coming in after 4. Traditionally, single ladies, you know, the 5:30, they come right after work. And he said, if you get here during the day, it's a lot of moms trying to get back their 20s. And
so sleazy.
Wow, and, he had that analytics ready to
and
go.
He goes, the seniors midday, and I was like, oh, like I actually wasn't even thinking about that. He goes, you know, just in case you want to know when it's busy.
busy.
Well, I guess that's why I was there at 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Come on.
Come on.
What's everybody staring at? Sure, I got one leg weaker than the other. That's the way that goes. Oh, my God. Help me out here.
But for a Saturday, everyone's hungover. You're getting in
there.
By the
way,
when you can work
I promise you I will work on the Joe Biden. I will make every effort to create a better impression. It's what I do. And when we come back, speaking of weak extremities,
yes.
Rob Spiewak is unable to bowl. We'll be right back.
A visit from an angry guest, trying to find a good contractor, and dating the same guy? It's all part of the fun on the latest bonus show. Here are some highlights.
Are you okay if I make crunchy noises?
I just want to say that I'm victimized. I'm scrutinized.
Call Jonah Hill. See if Jonah's heavy right now.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come in for a while now.
My story is I'm married, and my wife has access codes to everything I own.
My website was, is she batshit? Crazy.com.
Yippee-dip-bye, yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo, kaye.
There's anger in my pants right now.
Try one episode a month or more of the TMOS bonus show. Get that fifth hour of funny today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Where the f*** are my crab chips?
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The hot summer months are here, and this portion of our program is brought to you by Liquid IV. You know, we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. It makes us feel healthier in our everyday lives. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. I got a lot of golf buddies drinking Liquid IV, and they are loving it. Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors, watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and a strawberry that's just fantastic. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. That's CTT. Come on. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. So, the Spiewaks went bowling.
Just two of us.
Just two of you.
Yeah. Just you and Robert?
Yeah, it was a boys' night because he's moving back to school this week. And so I said, I really haven't had any good time with you recently. Let's go out and let's have a night. And so we went to Jimmy's, and that's his favorite place. Mm-hmm. And we ate some wings, and it was fun. And I said, now, do you want to go bowling? He said, absolutely. Bowling has become one of his go-to things with his friends. As a matter of fact, for Christmas, he wants bowling shoes and a ball.
Which it's the sport. It's the sport that says successful.
Well, I think that it's making sort of a comeback.
I am simply joking.
Well, any of the high-end bowling places, right? A lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. They were popular in the 2000s.
And we actually, when we had our team that was bowling in New York and here, we were pretty good. I mean, we got pretty good at it because we were bowling every week.
Yeah, but it was. Do you look back on those days and just feel as though it was an exercise in desperation from a failing show in New York City?
I feel that a little bit, but I do remember the statistics of our bowling numbers were good.
I had one night, didn't I? I have one night?
Yeah,
that
we
was
all did occasionally.
Spectacular.
But I mean, we were bowling in the 180s and 190s, I think.
It was fun.
Sort of. And we had shirts, and it was fun.
Yes.
But Robert, I said, let's go bowling. So we're at Jimmy's, and I plunk in the nearest bowling alley, and there is a Drainsville Road Bowl America where thousands cheer. And I said, hey, this is pretty close.
That sounds traditional, not the fancy flavor ones.
Right.
The old school. And by the way, the old school ones to me are pretty special.
Oh, I love
like
them.
The old, you know, with the bad bowling alley food.
Yeah.
I love those kind of
things. Yeah, and actually, really. I mean, there's none in the Virginia area anymore. But if you go to the duck pin lanes that are in Maryland, usually around Baltimore, mm-hmm. those are some of the real classic old houses. That's fun.
Duck pins. Those are the little ones, right?
I love the little guys.
Yeah, and little pins. And you get three per frame. Anyway. So we walk into Bowl America, and it's all lit up. It's dark, and there's black lights.
So they're having the nighttime.
Nighttime bowling. So already it's like, this is not what I'm accustomed to. But we go up, and we get our shoes, and we sit down, and it's very sleek and very modern. You know how there used to be like a desk where you'd sit to keep score? Now it's just a podium.
And an iPad?
Yeah, basically an iPad. And then there's chairs around.
So it's not the big clunky plastic thing?
No, no.
That kind of bums me out a little.
Yeah, bums me a little too. And so Robert
said...
Smell
of cigarettes?
There's always a smell of cigarettes. Even with even if it's been non-smoking for 10 years, it still smells like cigarettes. And so we sit down and we're changing our shoes. And Robert says, there's a problem. I said, what? He says, well, your name is Rob, but I always use the name Rob when I bowl. And I said, well, why don't you use the name Jerk? I was joking. And then I looked up on the screen and it was R-O-B-B and Jerk. He put his name up there as Jerk, which was funny because people were walking by pointing, Jerk. So we go and we find a ball because I think Carrie sold both of my bowling balls that I had.
When you were in the hospital?
Probably.
I lost mine. I had like, we were into it.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember.
We had custom shoes.
Yeah.
We got free stuff.
Yeah.
We got free
like
shoes,
the real
free
stuff.
Bowling balls.
Yeah, and I had two of them, one for New York and one for here. And I think Carrie got rid of them somehow. Anyway, so I went to pick up and I just grabbed a 16-pound ball for the, it was a house ball.
What are iterations? I don't know how much
16 is the heaviest 10-pound ball, 10-pin ball you can have. I've seen them like at 9 and 8 for kids, but 16 is the heaviest. But I was always a 16-pound ball guy. And Mike, I know that you always took great pleasure in watching me bowl because I threw the 16-pound ball hard. I threw it hard.
Yeah, he would whale it, and it would be inaccurate, but it was so funny because Rob would just throw it so – he wouldn't – Rob, would, the bit was, especially if we were having a couple of adult beverages.
Which was often.
The bit would be that Rob would not care where the ball was going to go, and he would throw it as hard as he wanted. I thought it was the funniest thing.
And
I
if
ever
it
seen.
Hit just, the pocket, the pin action was fantastic. It very seldom
if he really did.
It.
And you were good enough where you could do that, but you would just try to – smash it.
We were
and he's big, and he'd throw the ball, and yeah.
So I got up with the 16-pound ball, and my initial thought is, wow, this seems a little heavy. Maybe it's the holes. I'll just get used to it. And I did my traditional 4-step approach, and boom, throw it, gutter, right in the gutter. And I'm like, oh.
Did your arm collapse? Did your skinny little arm collapse?
No, it didn't. But I started thinking, maybe this is the wrong ball. So I throw it again, and I just hit the 10-pin. The very back corner pin.
Yeah.
And then for the next probably 3 frames. And also, I know how to correct your stance. I kept moving the direction, and I just kept murdering the 10 pin. And then Robert looked at me, and he says, Dad, you appear to be struggling. Maybe you should try a lighter ball.
Can I give you an observation from I saw your picture from the minor league game?
Yes.
You've lost a tremendous amount of weight.
Yes.
And you've lost it everywhere. And you've lost it in your arms in particular.
Yes.
And your arms, you have what I like to call Denny's manager arms. That they're very thin.
Yes.
They're very thin. And I would imagine that they're, along with this dramatic weight loss and the water weight that you have lost, probably there's been a little muscle mass. That's
I'm sure of it too. Because once I got down to a 15-pound ball, it got a little better, not a lot better. But it was the first troubling calling card about this weight loss is that I can't bowl. I can't do it. And I've always been able to. And it was horrifying. It was really bad.
I mean, first, this is something that I think muscle memory has a lot to do with, right?
Right, right.
The motion.
Yeah.
Like when you...
was there. I remember
when you were wearing those metal. They were attached to your leg, but they broke off when you were running away.
Oh, my corrective, my braces. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you had to learn somehow,
run, Robert,
right?
Run.
Yeah, but I think it's just reps that'll get you. By the end of the game, were you at least hitting
a little better? Yeah, but the strength wasn't there. And the weird thing is you mentioned muscle memory, and that was there. I mean, it was a perfect. It appeared to be a perfect release every time, but it was so embarrassing.
That would be a mind F. That would be a mind F.
And then I mentioned this to Charlie.
Did you have any bowling food when you were there?
No. I mentioned to Charlie Burney.
Did your son?
No, we didn't eat. We just bowled. We bowled 4 games, and we had a blast. And Robert was kind enough after the first game to say, Dad, I don't think that first game counts.
Oh, that's
Which
sweet.
Was very nice that he allowed
that's
for it.
That's very nice.
But Charlie Burney says, your center of gravity has probably changed.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I need to eventually get back in and be able to hold us. A 16-pound ball is not lifting 270 pounds with my legs. It's just a 16-pound bowling ball.
Yeah, but maybe you're waving it away from your body. Yeah, you got
to
work
maybe
out.
Maybe it's time to hit the weights a little bit.
Maybe, you know? Maybe you're right. And this was the
start with the low weight, and just you can sit there while you're watching the tube and take a little 10-pound weight and do three sets of curls.
Five-pound weight.
10's too much.
Maybe three.
Okay, 5-pound weight. Yeah. 5-pound.
He'll hurt himself.
I think maybe just a roll of quarters.
Start slow.
I don't know.
I'm not lifting a lot of weight. But I'm older than you, so it's a big deal. But I lift, it's supposed to be what you're supposed to do. That's as you age, you're supposed to.
I have to because it was mentally wearing. It was really weird because it was something that I was so familiar with.
What else with the weight loss has changed? Like, have you ran since then?
No, but my time and my walking is up. I'm walking about 4 miles an hour now.
But do you feel like the gait within your walk is different?
Yeah, it's faster.
Yeah, but
no, you have no knee issues.
No, uh-uh.
You have no back issues.
No, not really. My shoulders get a pinch, but that's just a design flaw. I've always had that.
Everything else is working fine?
Well,
okay. Can you do the push-ups on top of your wife still?
As I said, no arm strength.
God, Jesus Christ! Oh my God! No arm strength.
Amazingly, she doesn't have arm strength either, which is sad, right?
That's so sad. Well, thank you for. I hope you enjoyed this segment of Fitness 101. We have to take a break. Do you have the town?
Yeah, Mike. They're ready to welcome us.
That's exciting. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's summertime, and my own, is it hot out there. And I know a lot of yous are heading to the beach or living in your swimming pool. So may I suggest you heading over to the MikeO'MaraShow.com website. Click on the Target or Walmart banner to get all your summertime supplies. Do it. Do it now. We now return yous to TMOS, already in progress.
Thank you, Polly. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life is full of twists and turns, and it is always important to show up for yourself. BetterHelp Online Therapy will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log in to your account. You can do it anytime. You can send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. With therapy, it can take a few tries to find the fit. I call it the fit. It's important in life, the right fit for you. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if you need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself. Now more than ever, I believe in therapy. I have for quite some time, and BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them. And they have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. And before we get to Soundtown, you also were mentioning your son is back to the frat. He's moving into the frat house when he goes back to school, right?
He is, and it's a lengthy story that you're going to enjoy. But keep in mind what had to happen was several inspections, and the first ones didn't go so well. I'll just leave it there.
Inspections for
the frat house. Like the fraternity house and safety.
Like when you went to, have you been to it?
Oh no,
it
wasn't me that was doing the inspections.
The fire.
Oh, that was part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire inspection.
And then there was
You mean like what is this a place that's existed or is this
a
place? Oh
yeah, I've seen it. I've not been in. But because he lived in the towers or the dorms.
So what, did they have like a safety violation where they couldn't move people in yet?
Mike, before we get into details, just let me say that Robert told me in a text, he says, I think they're going to lift the fact that it's condemned by Monday.
Oh, no. God. Condemned, like the building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You went to WVU. Yeah. Were they a lot of crappy buildings?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the ugliest town I've ever seen.
No. The fraternity house.
Rob Spiewak, from all you Morgantown, Virginia, West Virginia people, send the letters to Rob.
Great football program.
It's a beautiful campus.
Well,
once you get inside, what is the facade of some of these wonderful fraternity and sorority houses, it's what you would expect from having dozens or hundreds or thousands of different students moving in and out, in and out, in and out. So there's a lot of...
So the outside is beautiful. With the Greek letters. Yes. And yes. It the looks inside, nice.
Well, it didn't look all that nice.
Depending on which house.
Yeah.
Once you get in, it's decades of people building bunk beds and stages
and puke.
Like, yeah. Or putting a new floor down or putting
sand
in.
Where does his fraternity rank? Among fraternities.
What's a fraternity again?
Because it starts
Sig.
Now.
Alpha Sig. Let me do it.
Alpha Sig. Alpha Sig. Mike, okay. It's not actually recognized by the university.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
It's not actually recognized by the university. It is part of a national chapter, but it's not.
Why isn't it recognized?
They had a bit of a misstep a few years back, and their charter was cut by the university. But I think I wish I was kidding.
No.
But God. I've met a lot of the kids and they seem nice. And now that the house isn't condemned anymore, do you want me to run down some of the violations?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know this was coming.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you wanted to talk about this instead of
this
bowling.
This is crazy.
Holy S.
Yeah.
I had no. So it's not even recognized by the school. They lost their
charter.
This
is like Animal House.
Yeah, Mike. Here's the quick update. And it's on, do you know Belmar?
Belmar Street?
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
It's on Belmar. The roof drains, the grates were cleared of debris yesterday, so all the standing water is off the roof. And that was one of the problems that got the condemned was standing water on the roof of the fraternity house. Now that it's done, there's no standing water. The lawn had not been mowed this summer because there was only two pledges or two fraternity members living in the house and neither of them
God.
Cut the grass.
Your son's living in this house?
Yeah, I think so.
This house?
That's it.
Mike. Look,
I see it. I have it.
Oh my God!
I'm looking at it right now. It's got a nice yard.
This is a dirt bag house,
Mike.
So that doesn't look like most of the fraternity houses.
No,
at WVU.
I will send you a link.
No, there are some beautiful fraternity.
Yeah, if you just Google it,
the garbage, Mike. The standing garbage was placed in the dumpster yesterday, and remaining garbage that wouldn't fit in was taken to the Westover transfer station. Hopefully today. This is my favorite violation. Fire alarm panel was repaired by Jeffrey Dalton from Morgantown Security and Fire on Tuesday and is now functioning properly. So I don't know how long they've been without a fire alarm in the house, but now it's functioning properly and they're awaiting approval on that. And the repairman stated that work on interior repairs yesterday will continue until completed. He can't come every day, but understands the urgency. The fact that it was condemned was lifted on Tuesday. And yesterday, and they're headed up today. If you move into, Mike, did you know that if you moved into a condemned house, it's a $10,000 fine? So he wasn't allowed to move in.
Phi Sigma Kappa, it looks like, oh, and by the way, the headline when you look up WVU fraternity houses.
Rob, it's funny because I'm looking at the Sigma Phi Epsilon house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With this American flag.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, yeah. And it's just stunning.
The beautiful fraternity houses are on a hill overlooking the proper university. Yeah.
Right on High Street.
Yeah, this is over by the Student Common, sort of up a hill.
And you're okay with this?
Yeah, it seems to be the nice kids there. They're very nice. I met them all at the football game.
This is
national headquarters. By the way, that's I'm a Sig Ep.
Okay.
And the national headquarters of Sigma Phi Epsilon has revoked West Virginia University's chapter of the fraternity.
West Virginia seems to have lost four different fraternity national chapters. The recognition has been revoked.
It's almost as if there is an environment of drinking at the university.
That's the headline.
And that they're not. But the good news is that he took his first load of stuff up today. Yesterday. He'll be back today for the second load, and Carrie will go up with him tomorrow to help him unload the stuff. Nothing fancy. He got one of those compressed mattresses that he has to undo.
If he can keep his grades up like he did last semester,
yeah,
which he did, he brought him back up.
Not high enough.
But still.
Do you think the co-eds will be inclined to, is this further away from the campus? Is that
No, it's as close, it depends on what part of campus you want to go
if
to.
If you live off campus, this is just like any other off campus.
Yeah, it's spitting distance from, what is it called, the quad?
The mountain layer?
The mountain layer. It's spitting distance.
So he's going up tomorrow or today?
Well, right now, he went up yesterday, he's coming back today, and we'll head back up tomorrow. And while
that's
we're doing
when he walks into the living room and says, Brother D-Day, Brother Bluto.
And while we're doing college roundup, I might as well say this. Although he had a miraculous comeback on his grade second semester.
Yes.
And was able to get his credits mm-hmm. in place this summer.
Yes.
He missed the statistic to get financial aid by that much.
Oh.
There will be no financial aid this semester. I found that out today. So there's that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's I hope he does quite well this year and gets that average up.
Will he be able to get back into the?
Yeah, he can if he succeeds. But I told him, you know what, and might be nice is take a theater class. And Carrie said, yeah, take a one credit PE class too. Anything to get the GPA up. Anything we know you can pass, let's do all it. Right. Well, but anyway,
we're rooting for him. We are rooting for him. Yeah. I think based on looking at that house, I think that's going to he's going to be. I think he'll be surrounded by overachievers.
This house is crazy.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound town.
Cheaper than living in a dorm, and in the dorm you don't get to hang out with Bun.
Who's Bun?
You remember
the guy, the kid,
with the man Bun? Yeah,
I the man Bun. Right, Bun.
Yeah, I thought you liked
Hi, Bun.
My Bun. Mike, when did Aaron Rodgers become a total jerk?
I think that he hit his stride last year for everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is from the Barstool Sports podcast when they asked him a question that I thought was pretty pointed. And you can hear him lightly chuckle before he tells him to knock it off. This is not the guy that I thought he was, say, 5 years ago.
How would you describe yourself?
I think in general I'd like to present myself how I see myself. So unapologetically authentic. You like me or don't like me, that's not my concern at this point. You know, my concern is just speaking the truth. And you know, and people say, oh, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But how many people do you think you killed?
Yes.
What's your count?
How many grandmothers? See, let's just do grandmothers.
I mean, I know you guys are f***ing around. I don't find that part funny. I really don't.
Okay. Like,
Yeah.
But I heard a slight chuckle.
Hey,
in
kudos to the ballsy.
That's
podcasters.
Big Cat.
Yeah.
That's Big Cat. He has no bones about it. Like he just,
that is play that again. I give that. What's their
how
podcast?
Would you describe
I give
yourself?
Them a plug.
Barstool I think in general, Sports. I'd like to present myself how I see myself. So unapologetically authentic. You like me or don't like me? That's not my concern at this point. You know, my concern is just speaking the truth. And, you know, and people say, immunization, vaccination.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I said that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
But how many people do you think you killed? What's your count?
How many grandmothers? Let's just do grandmothers.
I mean, I know you guys are f***ing around. I don't find that part funny. I really don't.
Okay. Like,
it's
The
podcast is called Pardon My Take. It's massive. But it is from Barstool Sports. You're right. I like the fact that, and then look, this is... There is a level of when you see a superstar like that, you can decide to go two ways. You kiss his ass and have him back on later on and not bring it up.
Yeah.
Or you just say, F
the
it.
Earth.
F it. I've been saying this from day one. I'm not going to take it back. I got to ask you man to man.
A friend of mine, Schmeiko Schmera, said that about Bill O'Reilly about 1,000 times. Still wanted him back, you know? You know, I give you a hard time, Rob, about fearing conflict. Well, your boy, you know, I was traumatized as well.
Yeah.
You know, thanks, Bill.
He has corgis, you know.
See you next time.
When you were 9, Mike, did you ever get a present for your birthday? Christmas would count too, but this is a birthday gift that really, really made your day.
I think that's the wheelhouse, 789, probably.
Yeah, I remember one thing. I got a thing. It was called Starbird. It was a spaceship that made noises and shot sounds and everything. It was great. I did not get...
Oh, I remember the one I got for my ninth, not birthday, Christmas.
What was it?
The best gift, subscription to Playboy.
Yes. Very, very good.
And you Thanks, Dad.
And you got the one with Marilyn Monroe, right?
This one's for you.
Issue one?
Yeah, and it was really cold. Yeah, I got the one with Marilyn Monroe. Thank you. And all the other old celebrities that are dead.
Jane Mansfield.
Yeah, she had big cans.
Beautiful cans, Mike.
Wonderful.
Anyway,
thank you.
This 9-year-old was very excited to get a sewing machine.
Oh my God, it's a box! It's a box! It's a sewing machine! It's a singer! Thank you!
You got your own sewing machine, bud. Right at home.
Oh, I love kids.
Yeah. Are we liking that?
I love kids.
Yes!
What's wrong with Oscar?
And I love the fact that the kid is not only excited about it's a sewing machine, he says, Dad, it's a Singer! It's
Singer
a Singer sewing machine!
Make me a dress.
Exactly.
Make your daddy a dress right now.
Let's close with this, Mike.
So think, happy.
Seems like Taco Bell has been in the news a lot lately. And I think this is cool that they have brought back the Mexican pizza.
Yes.
Permanently, which is a big deal to some people.
According to the latest numbers Taco
Bell. Yeah. Michael, come here. Just want to just do the real sidelight really quick.
Yeah,
please,
okay.
Please, please.
All right. Real quick.
Here he comes.
You getting a sewing machine?
Come here, come here, real quick, real quick. Just,
is
just
a Singer
on and
good brand?
What's your favorite fast food restaurant right now? Where do you like to go more than any other place?
Taco Bell.
Thank you.
Yeah,
see you later.
You
there you go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're doing Spanish. Sorry.
No.
Oh, well, that's why he said Taco
5 o'clock,
Bell.
Right
Taco
at Spanish.
Tuesday.
Daddy sucks. Daddy sucks. Sorry. Daddy doesn't know the schedule.
Go Mike, ahead. Here is hot breaking Taco Bell news.
According to the latest numbers, after Taco Bell brought back the Mexican pizza to its menu in May, demand was 7 times higher than when the item was previously available. Also, 7 times higher, the people ordering them.
That's all I got, Michael.
There you go. We got to get out of here. Wow. You got to keep us in the pipeline. Yeah. We maybe have to set up a phone conversation from the frat house.
I'd love that.
That place, I swear to God, that place looks so incredibly authentic that I think
that
it's like... time for the frat. It'll be a frat boy call.
Yeah.
Maybe once a month at least we talk to the frat house.
He could Zoom.
He could Zoom with the guys, man, and do it like in the living room, in the Animal House living room. We talk to him every week. How you doing? Who got thrown out of school this week? Fantastic. It'll be special.
Who got beat senseless this week? Please tell us.
Oh, my God. We got to get out of here. We'll be at a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mero saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Number one, this is disgusting. Number one, this is disgusting.